Before we begin the show, we want to give a moment of silence to the souls who lost their lives in the horrible tragedy in Baltimore. We understand that life is more than beer. We appreciate life, yours and ours. Thank you for joining us as we send our prayers to their families. Stay strong, Baltimore.
Live from the neighborhood, it's the Beer is Fundamental Show with your hosts, O'Beer Juan Kenobi and Lady T.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is the Beer is Fundamental Show, and this is episode 126. That's 126. We want to welcome you once again to the Nay Beerhood, where craft beer is always the talk of the town. I am BT, a.k.a. O'Beer One Kenobi, the Jedi Knight of craft beer, and...
I am Lady T.
What's going on, Lady T?
You.
I be trying to go on sometimes, you know. Yeah, I be trying to get it. Hey, sometimes I make it, sometimes I fail, but you know how we get down. We are on social media, Instagram at Beer Is Fundamental, and the same with Facebook. You can contact us by phone, also at 407-350-7909. Feel free to leave a message if we're not available. You can definitely check us out on our super website, beerisfundamental.com, where you can get the best in craft beer news, craft beer specials, and other awesome things. Today's beer is the Paper Lantern Rice Lager by Cerebral Brewing that we actually got from A La Carte. This is a nice, clean beer.
All right, and it has yuzu, so it's another variation of their rice lager they have. And it is nice. It is nice, crisp, clean, has a little light yellow haze.
Yeah, it's super.
It's really good.
This is a nice drinking beer. Speaking of A La Carte, we have a treat for you. We will be speaking with Dustin Williams, the owner of A La Carte, later on in the show. We are super excited to talk to him and learn more about what they have going on over there. It's guaranteed to be fun and informational. Today is the first day of Major League Baseball. Of course, I am a Tampa Bay Rays fan, which makes Lady T a Rays fan because she does not have a baseball team.
I do not have a baseball team.
Now, I'll watch.
Yeah, I'll watch any sport. Beer is involved. I can drink.
Yeah.
I'll watch it, but it's boring.
Yeah, she goes to the game. She'll go to the game simply because I go to the game.
Right, right. Anybody invite me to a sport, I'll watch
right,
it.
Right, right.
I'll watch it.
She'll buy a shirt simply because she don't want to be there without being, you know, having on a shirt.
Right.
But don't get it twisted. She's not like necessarily a Rays fan.
I don't have a baseball
team. She's a fan of a Rays fan. So let's put it that way.
Right. And if you buy my ticket.
Yeah, of course. Now, the last I checked, the Rays were up 2-0 over Toronto Blue Jays. I hope we get a little different this year. We always start off strong, then we falter mid-year, and then only to turn around and pick it up again. And so hopefully we can keep it strong because we tend to make it to the playoffs, and then we get sent packing. So hopefully we can keep it strong, stay strong all the way into the playoffs and finally win us a championship. Win us a championship this year. So we'll see how that works out. Bama, University of Alabama basketball team, again, is in the Sweet 16. They actually played North Carolina, number one team, in that bracket tonight at like 9-something. Real late game, but I'm going to have to stay up and watch it because, you know, we're going to be rooting for the Crimson Tide. Hopefully they can pull it off. If they can beat North Carolina, it's going to be massive. So we'll see how that works out. More and more breweries are struggling. I think we already mentioned on our last episode about Deadwoods closing their doors. Now it seems like Broken Strings hasn't announced that they're closing their doors, but they are asking for help. So, any craft beer drinkers in Central Florida, you know about Broken Strings. They're right over downtown. They're one of the main stopping spots for the Orlando City fans when they go to the game. I'm sort of surprised, you know, that they're sort of struggling. But again, things aren't, it just simply aren't working like most people think they would be. So, and again, I don't know what their circumstances are, but whatever it is, we need to do what we can to help them because they're making some good beer and they're also great people. So, so we don't want to see anyone falter.
Right. So they are taking donations. So
okay.
I did see something posted today that they're like 38% towards their goal.
Okay.
So, you know, 38 is better than zero. So
absolutely.
If y'all can give.
Yeah, give what you can. It sounds like almost like what a lot of other breweries are going through is a rental thing. It's a property thing. And to be honest, you know, downtown Orlando, that area is very, very expensive. And even if, you know, because you're sort of in the hub of things. And you need to, and I think everyone is raising their rent, stuff like that.
Right,
so
right.
So you know that we're trying to get them through. So give whatever you can to Broken Strings Brewing. I think we're finally out of the cold weather. What do you think?
I think so. I think so. I'm not in a rush.
Because it does get super
because
hot.
When it gets, it goes from like that cool to like really hot, then the pollen is crazy.
Right.
Because everything's like confused and start blooming and then the allergies are kind of crazy. But I think it kind of like, kind of moving its way into getting warm.
Right.
I did see it's going to be like, get a high 90 this week.
Right.
Well, next week. We're going to see.
We'll see. We'll see how that works out. Okay. We're going to take a commercial break. And then when we get back, we're going to talk to Dustin Williams. He can let us know what's going on with a la carte. So we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
We'll be right back with more Beer is Fundamental podcast.
So it's that time of year when everyone is trying to find cheap flights around the country and even the world. I know we do here at Beer is Fundamental. Well, why pay full price on your next flight when you can take advantage of cheap flights on Cheapo Air? They offer unbelievable savings on flights worldwide. So whether you're looking for a weekend getaway or a once-in-a-lifetime trip around the globe, Cheapo Air can get you there for less. Even better, they update their discount airfares constantly, so you can find new deals on Cheapo Air every single second. On your next trip, don't take your chances anywhere else. Visit the Beer is Fundamental website and save with cheap airfare on Cheapo Air today.
They're the artisanal Brooklyn company that's conquered the coffee landscape, becoming one of Amazon's most sold coffee brands and leaving the giant corporate brands in their wake. Stone Street Coffee Company has been roasting artisanal coffee with an unparalleled approach to freshness since 1999, and they've been doing it right over the Brooklyn Bridge. The fine art of handcrafted coffee is something Stone Street takes pride in, and it's been key to their success as one of the most sold coffee brands and most sold cold brew coffee brand on Amazon. With ethical and intimate sourcing relationships, Stone Street works with the best coffee farms and growing regions out there. Perfecting the roasting process over many years, they've expertly developed each coffee's unique characteristics and full flavor profile. See for yourself why Stone Street has taken over as America's preferred coffee brand at StoneStreetCoffee.com and shipping nationwide on Amazon.
Get fresh craft beers delivered straight to your door via a beer drop. Beer Drop is a monthly craft beer subscription program built just for you. Fresh beer matched to your taste with the flexibility to modify, skip, or cancel at any time. You can get great craft beer from only the highest rated breweries with a new brewery added every month. Shipping is only $5 regardless of how many beers you select. Take control of your beer experience with Beer Drop. Check them out at beerisfundamental.com.
And now, here's your hosts, BT and the Beer Searchers.
Okay, Beers Fundamental family, we are back from our commercial break, and we have a tremendous surprise for you tonight. We have Dustin Williams, one of the owners of A La Carte, one of our favorite places here for craft beer in the Central Florida area, and we want to introduce him. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for taking your time out to spend your time just for a few minutes in the Nay Beer Hood, where craft beer is always the talk of the town. And we're just, again, so blessed and lucky to have you, because you guys are doing some great things over there at A La Carte.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, anytime I get a chance to talk about beer, I'm in a better mood, you know, from all the other stuff, you know. So
we understand. Now, if you had to describe A La Carte in one word, what do you think that would be?
Community.
All right.
I think it's the word that I would go with. Yeah, we, it has a lot of aspects. One word is really, really difficult to encompass it, but I think that all the things that we do at A La Carte all kind of come back to, you know, just kind of be in a community space that, you know, we all come together, grab a beer, grab a bite, and enjoy each other.
Definitely. Now, why the name A La Carte?
A La Carte is it's a little play on words. So we spell ours without the E. I wish I had a dollar for every time it was misspelled on invoices or something like that. The French term a la carte basically just kind of means, a little bit of, something, from different menus. And that's kind of what we have going on. We have, for those of you who aren't familiar with our concept, we'd have we're a food truck park is how we describe it, where we have some food trucks posted up on a semi-permanent basis. And then we run a craft beer bar inside of a pavilion, it kind of comes together all as one experience for the customer. So it's like a little outdoor food hall kind of thing going on. So that's kind of what we have going on. And we more or less, I get to run a restaurant and I don't have to cook any food. So I feel like I have it made.
You really do. I mean, Lady T loves, was that Poke Coa?
Poke
Coa. Oh, man.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
They've been with us since we've opened. They're a fan favorite. They're one of our cores. They're our buddies since we opened. So super excited to have them. And, we had talked to a few different, we love Poke Bowls ourselves, and we were talking to a few different ones, and when we met those guys, not only were they insanely friendly, but they had what's called a Poke Burger, and they basically rice and fry it into a little patty there and make a little burger out of it. And it was just so unique, and I took one bite and I said those are our guys.
Yeah, man, it is delicious. It is absolutely delicious. They're doing some great. And what other food trucks you have out there?
Currently, we have a steak truck, Brazilian Steak. They've been with us also from the beginning. They know everything about steak.
Right.
And they make an awesome chimichurri sauce when they make that fresh in-house. It is, that's a good day to be there. And then we have Fly Guy Pizza is one of our newest vendors, just making, you know, gourmet pizzas out of an oven made in Italy and had that shipped over. It's pretty impressive to see. And
that's why the pizza is so good.
Oh yeah. And then we have Courgette. They originally started like real fresh vegetarian vegan with a Mediterranean kind of focus. And then our last truck is Two Chicken Bros. They kind of do like a, you know, your gourmet fried chicken sandwiches, and my favorite that they do is the chicken wing.
Oh, they have some good
amazing
wings.
Amazing. Oh yeah.
Yes, yes. They,
so, yeah, so
they
those do. Are the ones we have there. And then, yeah, we're actually currently in the process of putting the final touches on our second location. And we'll have 7 vendors there, and all completely different vendors. And we're excited to get that one open on the south.
Oh, wow. That's awesome news. Because, again, we love your place.
And when is the time frame? Is that supposed to be opening up?
I hate doing a date when we don't have an official. There's just so many things out of our control that, you know, I can't really put a specific date. But I will say that we're discussing weeks instead of months. So we're getting to the final push here. So but yeah, it's coming along. It's got some paint on it. I think the AstroTurf courtyard that we have at our current one, that one gets installed tomorrow actually, and should have a parking lot in there maybe, you know, early next week. So we're moving right along. We're excited.
Okay, now why the Milk District? Well, you know, that's a great location anyway, but why did you choose the Milk District?
You know, with our concept, it was a pretty new concept when we introduced it. So we approached the city. My wife and I were actually living in Central Oregon at the time, about 7 years ago.
Wow.
And we approached the city of Orlando, and they kind of gave me like one of those half thumbs up, you know, kind of, we need to see more, and right. We need, you know, but they finally agreed to the concept. They had a few requirements though on a business like this one, that it had to be in a certain location. And so the property that we had that, you know, we were going to need to get to build what we were building. It had to check off a few different boxes, and the property that we have there in the Milk District, it checked all those boxes. And so we had, you know, a few properties here and there that we were, you know, had an eyeball on. It's not a big property, as you know, but we didn't have a whole lot of money. We were teachers before this. this is our life savings, you know, kind of poured into this. But yeah, so we got the biggest lot we could, which wasn't much, and we maxed out every square inch.
Right. I'm laughing because I'm in education myself, and I seem to think more about craft beer than education lately.
I hear that. It's a noble profession, and I enjoyed my summers off, but. You don't go into teaching for the money.
True. Yeah. Now, who is Dustin Williams, and how did you get into craft beer?
I wasn't born here. I was born in Texas, but I was raised here in Central Florida. I was actually kind of late to, you know, I was probably the last of my buddies to even have a beer, and didn't really even get into beer when I until, you know, I was well into college actually, and just, you know, went to Florida State, had some you know, your generic macro beers, right. To get you through college there, because that's all you can afford. And then always had a little appreciation for, you know, the little bit of nicer stuff when I could get it, and was actually up and went to a game, an away game in Clemson, South Carolina, and they had Blue Moon the ESO, and that was first time I had a true craft beer, where right. What I thought, you know, this is before Coors took them over, but I was just kind of blown away with the orange peel, and just thought it was just super refreshing, and it was kind of a slippery slope after that, and, you know, and then I got a ping pong table and a kegerator at the first house I ever owned, and had buddies over, and Blue Moon was on tap. So, and then, you know, yeah, I was just kind of enjoyed that and progressed through the cycle of beers and did a little bit of traveling, really got to, you know, appreciate different beers from all over. Ended up in the Pacific Northwest. Worked for a few breweries on the side up in that area, and, you know, obviously fell in love with hoppy beers, and so I'm still a hophead, you know, to this day. But I have, you know, an appreciation for all the styles, and I like it all.
So. Right, right. So I mean, Lady T's mother lives in Seattle, so.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
we've had a chance to go up there, but I think we spend more time in Oregon than we do in Seattle, in
exactly.
Washington State. I mean, because when we got into craft beer and went out there, we fell in love with some great stuff. I mean, they're doing it big out there.
It's phenomenal, yeah. And we actually used to live in Bend, Oregon, and well, we lived in Seattle before then. Worked at a few breweries in Seattle, and then we moved down to Bend, Oregon, and we would still, you know, the Portland scene is just incredible. So we would actually, if it was like 4 or 5 weeks and we hadn't been to Portland, we're like, we need to make our trip. You know, it's a 3-hour drive, but it's that whole thing is worth it.
Definitely. What we were noticing when we first. Our first time coming into a la carte, the actual building. Well, do you know what was it before that? Before a la carte?
Truth be told, it was there's a little tiny house next door to us to the left, and it was one of those. It was a little house, and an architecture, agriculture business was mm-hmm. in there, and so they were like, you know, like landscapers and stuff like that. And so the first time I ever walked in the building, there was about 5 inches of dirt through the entire thing. And so that building, even though it does look like a kind of garage,
right.
shop,
yeah.
It actually, that's all new construction. It was kind of, you know, just going through different design elements. And we wanted to create, when we worked with our architects, we basically said, you know, we want to, an elevated park experience. So we really wanted this, like, this idea of like these food trucks kind of gathering around this communal space, and yeah, it just kind of ended up, we like that garage door concept, you know, just kind of roll it up.
It's right.
Kind of has a natural, you know, thing going on with a little cross breeze, and you know, just kind of, yeah, just simple. We just really wanted it simple. Industrial, well, like Florida industrial is the term I think somebody quoted, right. And I like that. But it wasn't, you know, when you go up to Pacific Northwest, it's usually that, but it's steel beams and dark wood, you know. So we went, you know, the white concrete mm-hmm. or white concrete block and but,
more
know,
tropical
wood.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we just wanted, you know, the best description somebody told me was like, you know, I really like coming here because I feel like I'm not in the city anymore. I don't feel like, you know, there's the hustle and bustle. You know, Colonial's 100 yards from us, and, you know, downtown's, you know, a few minutes away. But you can come there and you feel have a little peacefulness.
Right, right. So you have a great supporting cast. Now, who are they?
I have an amazing supporting cast. We've gotten extremely lucky. Our most tenured employee, his name is Jason Shepherd. He joined us about 4.5 years ago.
Right.
He was had been in the service industry in a lot of different aspects, but he's just a super hard worker, very attentive. You know, he told me once before he tested, you know, when he was a kid in school, he tested, you know, not very high in memory. And I was like, man, I have a hard time believing that, because that guy, when you walk in, he remembers the last thing that you ordered, and he knows what beers you like.
He really does. Yes, he does. I can attest to that.
Yeah. So last week he went on vacation and I was covering for him. And they all come up, you know, all these customers come to the bar and they're like, I don't know what I ordered. Jason, I'm like, hey, you need to get back here. I don't know what, nobody knows what to order around here. So yeah, he's been with us the longest. We also have Zach Wilchin and Amanda Manning. They've been with us. They're coming up maybe about 3 years now. Mm-hmm. They're part of our management team. It's the same thing. But actually, both of them were not originally in the service industry, but they have that desire to learn. Really enjoy, you know, what we have going on with the vibe. And again, we just kind of have a general culture where we work hard and we play hard as well. So we put a lot on those guys. They are. Yeah, like I said, very hardworking, very responsible, really kind, fun people, and we like to have a good time and try to keep the products exciting, you know, rotating through, and we truly are like a little family,
right?
And then we do have some part timers, with the new location open, there's going to be a lot of new faces around.
Right.
We're going to be doing quite a lot of hiring. We've been training and hiring all week, and that's a lot of what I'm going to be doing the next 2 weeks.
So. Right. But I tell you, that you have an amazing staff, and I think you mentioned culture. One of the things that I'm always impressed with when we go there is just the atmosphere. I mean, the atmosphere is just enjoyable. If you want to be relaxed, you can be relaxed. But if you want to just, you know, just really unwind, the music is playing, you know, it's even if it's raining, it seems like the atmosphere is still cool. I mean, you know, it's so, and then people are sitting on the umbrellas and you're eating, you're getting great craft beer. I mean, it's just a wonderful place.
We appreciate that. Yeah, we strive for that, and we're glad people enjoy it. We enjoy it. We built it in a place, you know, that we did a lot of research, you know, which is, you know, drank a lot of beer at a lot of bars and a lot of food, some restaurants and food truck right. parks across the country, and took aspects of what we liked, and you know, left behind some of the ones we, you know, didn't care for. Built the. You know, we built it for bartenders, you know, to run.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's a very simplistic design. It's not, you know, a lot of people come in and say, oh, you know, what do I think of this? This looks too easy, you know. But it's just, yeah, we're just kind of just a little beauty in the simplicity of it.
You know, right.
Don't try to overthink things. And another big aspect about that atmosphere, to be honest with you, is... A lot of people, you know, they'll tell you, you know, hey, what, you know, why don't you have TVs on in here? You know, I really want a TV, and that was one of the things we were adamant about. One of the one of the bars I went to, Road Brewing, has a pub in downtown Portland, and they have in their bar, you are not allowed to be on your cell phone, and that, you know, I don't want to be the phone police. I did that enough as a teacher, but I don't want to take people's phones away, but. We did want to have a more of a social interaction.
Right.
I think that's lost, you know, when you go somewhere, even when there's a TV on with something that I don't even particularly want to be watching, it's still just a distraction from, you know, my conversation, you know, with my family, my friends. So that's probably, that's the biggest thing that I think really sets that atmosphere is it's just, you know, kind of that old school getting back to socializing and
People talking,
right.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
It's a lost art.
Right.
It's
just like, writing.
Right. Well, when you see us there and we're on our phones, we're talking craft beer. We're either on Untappd, rating the beer. We know, so you know, you'll see us on the phone, but I guarantee you it's we're doing something with beer. And so it's a great thing.
I got a buddy and a regular of ours, and he'll come and he has, I think he's got three cell phones and he'll set up. I mean, he's got this whole little spread of all these, you know, all the sports going on. And, you know, if you want to watch the game, you can watch the game. You can go to either go to another place or, you know, all these phones have just about anything on them these days anyway. Right. So if you want a good craft beer and watch the game, you can come to our place and put it on your phone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, how do you develop your tap takeovers?
So my tap takeovers, it's a little bit of a few different things. Sometimes you'll have a brewery might be in town, you know, sending some owners or some beer reps, and they want to, you know, have their beer showcase at a few locations around town. And I think that with our setup and with our food component, and that atmosphere that we have, I think it's worked, you know, pretty well with hosting those type of events. And so usually it's lined up with that distributor. The distributor might make a recommendation, you know, to have it at our location. Mm-hmm. And then another piece of it is that we like to travel a lot, and we when we travel, we go to a lot of beer locations and make connections, and we go to beer festivals and meet the reps and meet some owners, and we've built some relationships over the 5 years that we've been open. And so sometimes it might be, you know, reaching out to to a brewery that we're fond of and saying, hey, we really like to showcase your beer. And the other part, you know, once we do make that connection is really, I'm a beer nerd just like everybody else. I get so excited. I mean, every time I try a new beer, I'm just as excited as everybody else. I'm not jaded. I'm not like, you know, over beer, you know, by any stretch of the imagination. So, you know, Hike Breweries, I'm excited about. I'm giddy about. I can't wait to get their beer in. And then the last part is just showcasing it and putting it on the proper platform. Like I really want to do, I want to do that brewery and their beer, the service and give it the attention and the respect that it deserves. So we are, you know, dedicated, you know, to our glassware, to our lines, and keeping things rotating and fresh.
Right.
We get excited. It's a lot more work. My job would be a lot easier if I just had, you know, we have 15 draft lines. If I just had the same 15 beers, that'd be an easy day at the office for me. But you know, when I'm managing, you know, all of those 15 lines, you know, and making sure I have, you know, they're all done by style. So I just try to make sure, oh, we're low on, you know, a sour this week, or, you know, I need a West Coast IPA this week, and really trying to find a good one. And having that standard, you know, it's like, you know, you can, there's a lot of Pilsners out there, you know what I mean? I want to have, you know, I have the I'm at the limitation, and I want this one. I've created the limitation of having two draft lines dedicated to Pilsners.
Okay.
I want to make sure that I have the best one.
Yes.
At least that I can get my hands on, you know, to, you know, and then have that value, you know, for the customer.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well, and speaking of value, I mean, you have one of the best deals going on. If I'm not mistaken, is your membership is $42 a month. And you can get like a beer each day.
Yeah, so this is the craziest thing that we have, and we really, you know, do it for, there's a variety of reasons why we do it, but yeah, you know, we put together a beer club membership. And it truly is like one of the best deals I've heard of. You pay $42 a month. And then you get basically $7 off your tab every day of the month. And then in addition to that, you get a specialty can once a month to take home or enjoy on site. Anytime we do like a new run of merch, usually we'll give our beer club members, you know, a complimentary shirt. We'll do a end of the year party. We'll do some events throughout the year specifically for our beer club members. And so I haven't even totaled up the total, you know, potential value of what it would, you know, if you took advantage of, you know, kind of buy every day. But, you know, we do have some some members, but you know, when people hear about it, they're like, it's almost like, I think the reason that we don't have more members is because it almost kind of sounds too good to be true.
Yes, like, yes.
Oh, there's something up with this. I don't know about this, you know? So, yeah, it's definitely one of those sneaky little things that, you know, we're kind of, you know, we scratch our heads sometimes, like, man, I don't know why more people aren't on to this.
Yes, I think, yeah, because even for me, we live 30 minutes away, and I joined. I mean, it was because I was thinking, no, this is ridiculous. This can't be true. So, you know,
yeah.
And then, so, you know, we know a couple of people that go there and like, yeah, we come in, you get your beer every day. I'm like, if I live 10 or 15 minutes closer, I'll be there every day.
Exactly. Yeah. It started, you know, all of our beers originally were $7. And so it was a free, you know, free draft beer, you know, every day. And then some people wanted cans, so we extended it to our can menu. And then, you know, some people said, you know, I don't do beer anymore. So yeah, we extended to kind of all products. So yeah, 7 months off, kind of across the board. You can come in and get, you know, two teas, you know, and they're on the house. So
wow.
Whatever, however it works out for you. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a good time.
So listeners, I'm telling you, you need to get out to A La Carte and join that club. Because I know for me, I was like, okay, it has to be like select beers. So one time I got something, I can't remember what it was, but I was like, I know this is not part of the club. And I ordered it. And he said, okay, that song, I was like, what? He said, oh yeah, any beer. I was like, oh, come on, man.
Ball fair game. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, we don't want to be limited, you know, if we don't have to be. So
what events do you have coming up?
Buzz, yes. Yeah, we're coming up. We just wrapped up our St. Patrick's Day, like, pre-party event. We don't try to compete with Irish bars on St. Patrick's Day, but there are some really good Irish craft beers that we were able to showcase a few of those. We're in the middle of our Can Madness challenge. We did a little bracket with, you know, some cans competing. So on our Instagram, people can vote on that. And then, you know, with our opening upcoming on the next location, we don't have a ton of stuff planned for April, just because we're focused on that. We want to make sure that, you know, all the events that we do, we're really giving our undivided attention and putting, you know, everything into it. But then upcoming is our most popular and our biggest event of the year is our May Day showcase.
Right.
Yeah. So it's our IPA month.
Cause it's your birthday, right?
Yeah, my birthday is on April 30th, but for marketing purposes, that's a really good date. So we went with a May 1st, a May Day kind of thing. And then we do like a little bit of a military marketing approach. And so it's the idea is that we're dropping hot bombs on the Central Florida. So it started as a 3-day event. Well, it was a 1-day event and it was a 3-day event. And it turned into a week. Now we're doing it all month long. It's just too much good stuff out there. So with the next location being open, we're actually going to do a kickoff event. So we'll put some specialty kind of one-off kegs on draft on the first. And then every weekend in May, so all four weekends, we'll have a tap takeover at each location. And so, you know, anywhere from like 10 to 15 beers at our milk location will all be from a single brewery. And then, at our other one, we'll have one running, you know, with a different brewery, different beer. So, you know, you can check out one and down the road and check out the other one. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, Dustin,
I can pull up that lineup for you. This is, we just kind of put the final touches on who's going to be at each of those takeovers. I'll give you the first, the exclusive here.
Okay, hit us up.
Yeah. So at our new location in Soto, right there off Michigan Street, the first weekend will be Arcane. We do a collab with those guys annually, and they're back, and we're gonna have some fun with that one. Then the next weekend will be Finback. The weekend after that will be our buddies up in Jacks Beach, Southern Swells. They got that karate in the garage.
Oh, that's my favorite.
It's so good. So they're going to send us some other good stuff. And then to round out the month will be Charlestown Fermentary.
Okay.
Out of Charlestown. And then over at the Milk District location that we've been talking about, we're starting off with a bang. We're going to have Burial. They did a full tap takeover with us last year, and they're going to run it back. Weekend number two is going to be Resident Culture. And then a new one. I'm super excited about this one. It's one that a lot of people might not have heard of, out of Burlington, Vermont. My wife and I were up there. It's right near my mother-in-law's house, up there in New York. And, it's going to be Foam Brewers out of Burlington. Mm. One of the best IPA brewers up there. And then to round out the month, we'll be Out of Range.
Okay.
Frisco.
Right.
I haven't seen those guys in a little bit, and I think they're going to send us some good stuff. So,
oh man, that's a lineup.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait. So,
yeah, that's a lineup.
Yeah, you'll see me there. I'll be at both locations.
Well, you would definitely see us also for sure. Well, Dustin, thank you so much, man, for blessing us in the neighborhood and stopping by and speaking with us and letting us know what's happening at A La Carte. We're going to always support you guys because you're doing great things out there, but not just for craft beer, but as you mentioned, the community.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. This is fun. Like I said, I love beer. I love talking about beer and you know, just even hearing about it, it makes me smile. So
Well,
I'm
glad you guys
invited me on, and
all right.
Super excited.
We appreciate you.
Hey, we appreciate you. Hey, you'll be seeing us soon because we have something. We have a gift for you.
Sounds good. I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, thank you so. Okay, thank you so much. You have a great day now.
All right, you as well.
Okay. Cheers. Cheers.
All right, bye.
We'll be right back with more Beer is Fundamental podcast.
What's going on, everyone? I know if you're listening to us, you love craft beer, but you may not have access to a huge variety of craft beer in your area. Well, that's no issue. Let the Original Craft Beer Club solve that problem for you. The Original Craft Beer Club searches out exceptional craft beers from around the country and then delivers the monthly beer club selections directly to your door. Each shipment includes 12 beers from among the best microbreweries in America, many of which have earned top awards for their signature brews. Their microbrew newsletter accompanies each shipment so you can learn more about the featured craft brewery and the brewmasters. Go to the Beer is Fundamental website and click on the Original Craft Beer Club logo for more details. There is great craft beer out there, and all you have to do is let the Original Craft Beer Club get it to you. Cheers. Ticket Network is an online marketplace that provides an outlet for buyers and sellers of tickets to live entertainment events. Ticket Network's online marketplace connects you to a huge selection of concerts, sporting events, and theater event tickets, as well as gift cards. All tickets sold on TicketNetwork.com are guaranteed to be authentic and valid for access to the applicable event. They are always providing promotions where you can save top dollar when you get your tickets from TicketNetwork.com. You can't go wrong with Ticket Network. If you are looking for quality grilling products, look no further than the Grill Rescue. Grill Rescue was invented by the very person you want around when it comes to a fire, a fireman. You can trust you have the absolute best materials on earth packed into their products. From their world's safest grill cleaning brush to their portable caveman grill and other accessories, Rescue Grill is built to never let you down. The Caveman Grill is a staple when Lady T and I tailgate in any of the sporting events that we attend. Also, a portion of their proceeds are donated to the organizations that support fallen firefighters. Give Grill Rescue a try.
And now, here's your hosts, BT and the Beer Searchers.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is the Beer is Fundamental show, and we are back once again in the Nay Beer Hood, where craft beer is always the talk of the town. Once again, I want to thank Dustin Williams from A La Carte for stopping by and blessing us with some words of wisdom and letting us know what's going on at that great establishment. I do want to remind you that Tripping Animals Irie Jungle is happening April 20th. There's a great beer festival. If you haven't been there, it's down in Dora, Florida. You might as well say the Miami area. If you haven't gotten your tickets, make sure you pick them up because it's going to be a great event as usual. We are planning more interviews, so we do have a nice little lineup set up for you. So keep your ears out on some of the great people we're going to be talking to that's into craft beer. I also want to let you know that the Plush Couch series is coming back. And that is because we finally sort of gave up on Vibes and Vino. We've been doing Vibes and Vino for about 15, 16 years. And we were talking to some consultants and they were like, you know what? Beer is fundamentally doing tremendously better than Vibes and Vino. So why don't you just incorporate your Vibes and Vino stuff over into your Beer is Fundamental show and website? And we was like, okay, that's cool. Because, you know, you use some of the examples as Vinepar and how they're, you know, not totally wine. They talk about other alcohols and other things that's going on within the world. And even now and then, Wine Spectator would go into craft beer and things of that nature. So we're going to be incorporating some of the Vibes and Vino stuff into the Beer is Fundamental show and Beer is Fundamental web site. We want to thank you for stopping by the Nay Beer Hood once again. We want to recognize our usual supporters, the Half Barrel Beer Project, the Commission Beer Chamber, Tactical Brewing, GB Bottle Shop, Bone Sack, the Crack'em app. Make sure you get the Crack'em app so you can get some of those awesome deals that they are offering. And of course, A La Carte for sure. And my man John at Vintage Vinos. Please make sure that you are supporting them. If you are in the Central Florida area, please make sure that you drink responsibly. This is the Beer is Fundamental show. I want to thank you once again for stopping by. Until next time, cheers.
You've been listening to the Beer is Fundamental podcast with your hosts, BT and the Beer Searchers.